You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's time to check the agricultural futures markets. On the phone line with us today, as usual, from Lafayette, Indiana, is Mike Zuzulo. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, what a morning it was from USDA WASD. Lots of interesting numbers. I guess the big one that everybody's looking at is that 2 billion bushel carryout, or maybe it's the 158 or the 14 billion bushel crop. I don't know. You pick one. Where do you want to start?
You know, I think from the standpoint of the analysis and what the listener was wanting probably after a USDA report is the average cash price. USDA came in on corn with a 430 to 510 cash price.
You bet.
That puts the average of 570 cash in your neck of the woods, and my neck of the woods is right around $5.
Yeah.
And the beans, though, a lot different. You've got an average cash price sitting at around $10.50. That puts you between $9.50 and $11.50. Average $10.50, and our cash price right now is around $11.80. So I think, you know, what we've talked about a lot this past 3 or 4 months has been the premium beans continue to carry. USDA is starting to show that premium as well in these numbers.
They're showing that in the numbers, but they have a pretty good size ending stock by the time we get to the to 2014.
I'm sorry about that,
Todd.
What's that?
They're starting to show that in the numbers, but they still have a pretty decent size ending stocks figure by the time we get to the fall of 2014 for soybeans.
Decent size meaning not too big?
Well, let's see. What was that number? I was thinking
260,
it was
265 is what they put us at, which I think is more than ample. And I think the global number is the one that really troubles me the most, where we're going from the old record back in 2010 was around 70 million tons. They pushed us up to about 75 million tons on the 13-14 global bean ending stocks number. So that was the one that I think really shocked me, and it was one of the first things that was out of the mouth of some of the people I talked to in Chicago.
So what do you think will happen during the week next week?
You know, it depends on who you talk to, whether you're talking to a farmer in, you know, Jacksonville, Illinois, who I talked to one this morning, and he was on his four-wheeler mushroom hunting. I talked to another one this afternoon, and he was talking about going after beans and bean seed and giving up on corn after this last week's rains. Or if you talk to, you know, a market analyst in Chicago or in Lafayette, Indiana, talking about the supply that the USDA gave us was mostly expected, for the most part, I think. The market dealt with it fairly well. And I thought one of the neatest things about today's trade was that, yes, we made new weekly lows in new crop corn and beans, but we did not make new weekly lows in the July wheat, either in Kansas City or Chicago. And the technicals actually look pretty decent on a week-to-week basis when it comes to the wheat market, and not bad given the corn and beans after these numbers have been published.
Yeah, those wheat numbers were out as well. What did you think of them?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to divorce myself from the private estimates that I continue to carry, because USDA is putting another 6% on top of last year's world wheat ending stocks figure, realizing that they did have to come down some on some of their 12-13 numbers. But I guess looking at the numbers at face value, it's hard for me to see a 44 bushel yield coming out of this wheat crop when 2011 was 43.7 and our crop conditions are well below 2011's levels. I think also they took total usage down 159 million bushels. That seems odd to me that you would have lower usage on lower prices. And if you put that 159 million bushels back into the numbers, you're dealing with the carryover of about 500 million bushels for new crop wheat. And that's, I think, where it's really at, and that's where I think the trade should be trading more than this 670 level that we got today.
Absolutely. So let's go through the numbers as they came through USDA for corn, for soybeans. On ending stocks in particular, ending stocks for this year now at 759. The average trade guess was 754, and in April they were at 757, so they added a couple million bushels back in. A 125 for soybeans, which is the same as it was. That's for this year. And 731 for the wheat. And then you already mentioned next year's wheat carry out at 670. By comparison to the 125 this year, and when I said USDA had a pretty decent size number for soybeans, I remember 125 this year, and we've seen 105s and 115s and 130s and 160s, but 265 for next year on the carryout for soybeans and for corn, as compared to this year, which will be a 759 at this point, a 2 billion bushel corn crop carryout by the time we get to the fall of 2014. So that one's a big number.
It is. You know, you're right. I think the U.S. number is very, in beans, the U.S. number is much more easy to swallow in terms of not building supplies as much. But then you look at the global bean number, and it's much bigger. I think the issue goes back to, and probably we'll have to trade this on Monday and Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
Monday because of the crop conditions report for wheat and the planting progress reports for corn and beans, and also the cash markets will have a chance, have had a chance to digest this market. But you're still at almost a $2 July Nov bean spread. That says you're tighter than 124 million bushels. You are, in fact, able to ship beans into the Southeast and make money at it if you're buying Brazilian beans, but that doesn't help Central Illinois and doesn't help Bloomington, who's still $1.25, $1.30 over right now. So it suggests to me that there's still that issue as the May goes off the board, and we had talked about this last week of May beans getting above $15 and then maybe even getting higher. Well, we got above 15. We didn't hold it on the close, but I think there's still a little bit of end-of-chapter writing for the soybeans next week that we're going to have to do. And if we do rally, it makes me want to sell into the new crop because of these bigger global supplies coming down the pike. In other words, I think the trade has probably digested more, a 2 billion bushel corn carryover, has not really digested a 265 because the average guess was 239 coming into today's report.
Mm-hmm. Turn your attention to the world numbers for corn. Brazil in particular, USDA was at 74 million metric tons in April. They raised that by 2 million, so it says Brazil has 76 million metric tons of corn now.
Yes, and that's where it goes back to. It's a lot harder to say the old crop corn can keep dragging the new crop corn higher after today's report. I think that was probably the most bearish thing we got from the corn market, was that the competitive supplies came on stronger, and we saw a bigger increase in world wheat ending stocks at the end of this next marketing year, so that you have plenty of competition still, in the government's mind, still very much in play. But you're absolutely right. The corn global numbers were not friendly at all, and this is where, if the planting progress gets caught up, I think that's where last year's lows for the corn in the springtime, right around the 499 level in December corn, that right around the mid-May time period we made that, I think those are in play if we get caught up in the corn planting progress here in the next week or so.
On that note, the World Agriculture Outlook Board, in its presentation to the Secretary of Agriculture this morning, had a couple of interesting slides in its PowerPoint presentation. One of them was on the delayed planting and how quickly producers can actually plant corn. But they are making some pretty big leaps, I suppose, based on the calendar, that corn would be planted next week really fast.
I think they are, too, and I think this is where it goes back to talking to those producers south of essentially 136 or south of 24 in Illinois, south of I-74 in Indiana, and south of US 70 in Ohio, not to mention what's going on in Iowa and Minnesota. I think you look at Iowa, Todd, you look at Illinois, you look at Minnesota, the first thing that comes into my mind is that's where your national yield is made. And when we have Minnesota 49% behind the five-year average this week and Iowa 48% behind the five-year average, we all know Illinois was 41% because we live near or in Illinois, but Iowa and Minnesota are almost 50% behind the five-year average. And my understanding was that some work got done early this week, but not very much. By the middle of the week, they were shut out again. So I think this is where it goes back to early next week's trade. Do we get those lows that we established this week to hold, or do we start to speed up the planting pace and we open up the door for another 35, 40 cents down?
Let's talk about it more during Commodity Week. I'll have you and Dan Zwicker, along with Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated, and Brian Stark of the Andersons, looking forward to that in just about an hour or so.
Sounds like a great show. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks so much. That's Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting out of Lafayette, Indiana.